Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
NBA fans in general, even if they don't have a horse in the fight, they're not gonna stay up till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning watching these games. Right. I'm glad to see that Adam Silver and at least the league and the networks are looking at this going, yes, I know it's going to suck a little bit here for the people on the West Coast. But the reality is you do what you have to do to maximize the viewing audience. And the majority of the viewing audience in this country, guys, 50% in the NBA East Coast. And it doesn't make any sense to alienate them, whether they have a team in it or not. It doesn't make any sense to alienate them by putting games on at 10:30 at night because it's more convenient to the West Coast. I know it sucks, but it's no wonder, I think, why the people on the West Coast will have to make the adjustment as opposed to the people on the East Coast, because I think we've already spoken here and we're like, yeah, the ratings tell you everything you need to know about how willing the East Coast fans of the NBA are willing to go ahead and call into work the next day. This ain't Game of Thrones, you know what I mean, Dane?
Yeah, absolutely. But then again, we are displaying our East Coast bias. Absolutely. At the
You're
same
damn
time.
Straight we are.
So for all. Yeah, but, you know, all those people on the West Coast maybe just haven't woken up just yet so they can hear you flambe them. And it's OK. But here's the other thing, you know, and it's interesting, Joe. We talk about it. It's part of the poll question that we have up. And by the way, you guys can check this out at FNTSY Radio, at Spittin' Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. Joe, we asked them in the poll, who will win the NBA Eastern Conference? And the options are the Bucks, the Raptors. And another option, Joe, is, wait, where's LeBron? And that option is getting a third of the vote right now. And I think that is indicative of what you were trying to say, right? It's like this idea of, you know, you tune into a major on Sunday and you don't see Tiger and you're like, wait, who are these guys? We're over here telling you that these guys are actually pretty damn good, you know, but the casual fan is like, wait, where's LeBron? Wait, where's Tiger? You know, so they're getting introduced on some level to Giannis, to Kawhi and others, right? Damian Lillard, for example, in the Western Conference. But I think that's true. I think it's a perfect storm of a number of things, right? You have no LeBron, so that's one, right? You have the start times, right? That's another. But don't get it twisted, Joe. If the Eastern Conference Finals wasn't Milwaukee and Toronto, and instead was like Philly and Boston or New York or another major market, that would be okay. Think about this. Three of the four conference finals teams represent Milwaukee, Portland, and Toronto, aren't exactly huge media markets, so I think that contributes as well. It's not like we have L.A., Boston, Philly, New York, Chicago involved.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, guys, here we go. Final hour, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I swear that's exactly what we're going to do here as we point you in the right direction. Some plays here across the board tonight in Major League Baseball. As we talk a little bit here on how to go ahead and how to approach some of these big favorites that we continue to see time and time again. And actually, pretty good matchup today, like you said there, DeGrom, Scherzer. Is there a way to look at that, approach that, go, you know what? Maybe, just maybe.
At the draw.
There is an opportunity to fade. Like the draw. Maybe there's an opportunity there to fade one
zero,
of these
zero
guys.
After
we'll
five.
Talk about that. I wanted to get your thoughts on this story, because I saw it pop up yesterday. And, you know, we talk about here with Venmo Brian and the Pit of Misery and our millennial brethren and the guys even younger than that, right? I mean, Gen X here that you deal with. We've got a situation going. Yeah, we've got a situation going on right now where in Buffalo, there is a Buffalo Bill kid here who just got drafted by them. And his name is Senarese Perry. Yeah, and he found out that O.J. Simpson's number 32, is actually available. It hasn't been retired, and it's actually available for the Buffalo Bills, and that was the number he wanted. And he wanted it not because he doesn't know who O.J. is, but he wanted it because exactly that, one of the greatest running backs ever to play the game, he wants it. And there are some people going like, dude, what are what are you doing, man? And I think it showcases the difference. The kid was 3 when OJ was on trial for murder.
Right.
He doesn't Bronco know. Right. He did not live that whole experience. So, like, he's oblivious to that. All he knows, he doesn't know OJ, the murderer who got away. He knows OJ as one of the greatest Buffalo Bill, one of the greatest running backs ever to suit up in the NFL. And that's kind of where he's associating himself with, going, yeah, I mean, OJ was one of the best, certainly here in Buffalo. I mean, he was the Buffalo Bills. And so there are some people roasting him right now, but I do think you have to take into consideration what we're dealing with here. We're not dealing with a kid who grew up like you and I did watching that murder trial. He doesn't know that OJ. He doesn't know that situation. What he knows is OJ is one of the best running backs ever played the game. So I think it's easy to criticize the kid, and I'm sticking up for the Venmo Bryans of the world here, but I think you also have to realize, guys, he wasn't watching CNN, all right, every day on that trial for six. He didn't know the white Bronco. That's not the situation we're dealing with, so cut the kid some slack.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you say he doesn't know about the Bronco and the murder trial, but then he also doesn't know, Joe, about, like, you know, the Hertz ads and the isotoners and the Naked Gun cameos as well, you know, which is part of O.J. Simpson as well. And I saw this. And you know what's interesting to me here? Joe, what would you do if you were the Buffalo Bills, right? Because you can't retire the number, right? You know that. You don't want to put it up in the Ring of Honor or stuff like that, which, by the way, is kind of the approach USC has taken. For USC, his jersey is still hanging in the rotunda, and it's still kind of showcased in a different way. But for the Bills, what do? You can't retire it and give it the any kind of honor, right? And at some point, if it gets reintroduced on a player, it's going to bring back this exact story, right? And we're going to be talking about OJ and the Bills again. And the Bills don't want to be affiliated with that. Shouldn't they kind of, like, not retire it in honor and prestige, but just kind of have it go dark? Would you ever assign that number to anyone? Like, I wouldn't, but not for, like, the honor that it bestows. I would tell the kid, no, you're not allowed to wear it. Trust me, it's going to give you more hassle than you want. I would kind of just, like, blackball the number if I were the Bills.
It's a tough situation. I mean, we'll talk about this coming up here.
They're bringing the story on themselves.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem is this generation of athlete, they're oblivious to this story. So,
that's why the organization point here. We'll, should do this.
Right. But even the organization's oblivious. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Dust Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
No matter what happens in this series from here on out, as a Raptor fan, I'm proud of the team. They've shown a ton of heart. I wish Danny Green would make a freaking shot. I wish Van Fleet would be playing better. But when it's all said and done, man, these guys are giving it their all. They're laying it on the line. And you know what? There's only three teams left playing basketball right now in the league, guys. The Toronto Raptors are one of them.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Guys, thanks for making us a part of your day. We've got some NFL news here we'll get you caught up with, some news and notes. We were talking about this story coming out about how a member of the Buffalo Bills found out that number 32 was available, and he went ahead and was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, hell yeah, give me number 32. He's played in the league a few years. He's been here about 6 years. He did wear number 32 when he was with the Bears during his rookie season. We're not talking about, you know, some sort of major player. We're talking about a guy who returns punts and that kind of thing along those lines. But still, he associates number 32, which was OJ's number in the Bills. He associates that number with greatness, especially being in Buffalo. So he's looking at it strictly from a football perspective, which makes sense because he's a football player. You know, we get that. And,
sure.
You know, we obviously understand that it is OJ. So it's not just, you know, we're talking about a guy who, you know, murdered allegedly murdered two people, then did 10 years
allegedly,
in jail for armed robbery.
Allegedly.
But it's an interesting question because, you know, he's a kid that was 3 years old when OJ was on trial and all of that happened. So he didn't grow up with the same, that, you know, as the guys before him. He didn't grow up with that idea of OJ in his head. To him, OJ is one of the greatest running backs ever to play the game. He's only looking at it from a football. To him, that number in Buffalo means he's made it, or that's what he's striving for. And listen, he can certainly do it, and I get that. Absolutely. I don't think you can't look at a kid who was 2 or 3 years old when that was happening and expect him to have the same perspective on this guy as you and I do. So I don't think it is fair, but it is an interesting point here. OJ wasn't wearing his Buffalo Bills jersey when he allegedly killed two people. He was out of the league for years. What he did, and we do this all the time, even when we have Hall of Fame speeches and those types of things. Like, are we not in sports? Are we separating or not separating the player from the man? Like, is what somebody does on a field while they're a professional athlete, should that stand on its own? And no matter what else happens over there, listen, guys, that was way after the fact. He wasn't a member of the Buffalo Bills when he allegedly killed two people here. But we do this all the time. We try and mix and match with who we like and what we think is right and what we don't. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to, does anything OJ did as a Buffalo Bill matter what he did 30 years later as a grown ass man? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's reasonable for people, especially who didn't grow up during the 90s, during that time, to go, OJ, you're talking about one of the best running backs of all time, which he was. So I find it interesting. We pick and choose the spots of where we want to hop on that moral high ground here, Dane.
Absolutely. Yes, Joe, that makes sense to me, you know, and I've said it before, things like, hey, is the Cosby Show still one of the greatest shows of all time? You know what right. I mean? Like the same right. kind of theory, right? You know, the same kind of theory. But here's what I'd say. And that's why, listen, the kid, the player, he's allowed to believe or feel or think whatever he wants. That's why what I'm saying is that to me, the onus is not on the kid. The onus for me is on the public relations department of the Buffalo Bills. It's the team that should understand, okay? Not the player. It's the team that should understand you have three choices here. You can issue the number again and then understand that whenever that happens, it is going to generate negative PR because it will remind everybody of your connection to an alleged murderer, right? That's one choice. Or you can kind of like put it away in mothballs forever and never bring this story up. You're right, Joe. Maybe the kid doesn't understand this, but I guarantee you he will when he starts repping himself as number 32 and his social media blows up with, you know, the activists out there, right? But I don't think the kid should know that. I think the public relations department for the Buffalo Bills should know that. And in essence, just kind of blacklist this number because you just don't want to drudge this stuff up again. We're talking about it right now, Joe. That's the issue, okay? And I don't think the Bills want to be associated with this, nor should they, in any way, shape, or form. So just it's like, let sleeping dogs lie and just never issue the number again. They should have a policy on this, in my opinion, and not leave it up to the player.
Yeah, you know, and I get that, but part of me also goes, you know, don't give OJ that kind of power. Like, he didn't own 30. It was the Buffalo Bills. It's still the team. Something he did when he was in his 50s shouldn't have any bearing on what the organization is doing, you know, in the year 2019. I mean, the guy was a running back in the 60s and 70s. You know, because he turned out to be a piece of crap later on in life. You know, you don't get to make that decision. Like, OJ shouldn't have that kind of power, I think, over a team where, oh, let's never talk about it. Let's be like, yeah, no, OJ. Like, you're, first of all, I don't think people are going to care in today's ADD world anyway. The kid's going to wear the number. Somebody might say something about it game one. By week four, nobody's going to give a crap one way or the other. And I do think the PR team understands that probably as well. Like, guys, this will go away on its own. Like so many, some other story will pop up between now and then. And then, you know, somebody might say, wasn't that OJ's number? But I also think a majority of the kids his age, right, and the athletes his age, they're not even going to put two and two together, right? It's going to be some 50-year-old, some 60-year-old armchair quarterback who's going to be like, oh, that was OJ's. Now, and most of the kids today, I don't think they're going to have any clue, nor are they going to care whether OJ was a murderer who got alleged murderer who got a, they're not going to care one way or the other. But I'm with you. Don't blame the kid for wanting a number of one of the greatest running backs that ever played the game.
Sure. I mean, to me, it's not on the kid. And you say, yeah, the PR team will know that it'll blow over. I just still don't understand why you invite this upon yourself. It's like you don't have to go there. You know, you don't have to, however long it lasts, Joe, a month, a week, a segment on our show. It doesn't matter how long it lasts. Like, you know, why invite it upon yourselves? There's 100 numbers or 99 numbers, and it's not like they got a ton of retired numbers either, okay? Like, there's options. But I would just be like, no, we don't issue that number. I just keep it quiet.
I mean, then where do you stop it, though? Like, where do you stop? Then should the What, should the NFL just eliminate 32 on every team because he played in the NFL?
No.
I mean, like, at what point do you just draw the line and go?
This is the Buffalo Bills. No, it's the Buffalo Bills. That's the team, I'm saying, should not. It's not like the NFL should blacklist the number 32. I'm saying the team, because of the visual. This is also a running back for the Buffalo Bills. I think the team should be like, no, we're not issuing that jersey anymore. Teams do that for other reasons, for positive reasons, quite frankly, when they're waiting to see if they should retire it or not. For example, Philip Lindsay asked if he could wear 30 for Terrell Davis. Dwayne Haskins asked if he could wear 7 of Joe Theismann. It's a completely different context. But when they decide if they're going to retire a number, the teams do put certain numbers just like in mothballs for a while. And I just think they should do it with number 32. That's how, Joe, it would just go away. If they just never bring it up in the first place.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, too late now. Cat's out of the bag. But quite honestly, OJ's had enough impact already. Like, just let him go away, people. Like, just let him be. Like, I don't know where he's probably somewhere down
away
here.
If the kid is like, I want number 35, then we would never be talking about this in the first place, and he would still be away. That's the point.
Yeah. But that's exactly. Well, it won't be long, I'm sure, before he's away again at some particular point, busting out some sort of probation infraction. You know that's coming there. Yes, he's definitely. It's absolutely happening. I can promise you there. But what's the over under on that is the question. 12 months or 42 months?
That's the other thing. I mentioned it earlier. USC, however, takes the other side of this argument. You know, they lead with it. They still have OJ's, like, his Heisman and the Rose Bowl and his jersey, like, literally showcased at the Coliseum. Like, they still have some level of pride in that, which is a different way of going. You know what I mean? They still have his jersey in inside of a glass case somewhere.
Yeah, and listen, again, now you're going even further back. Like, what the hell did him doing at USC have anything to do with what he did as a 50-year-old man? It's so interesting, and the stuff that people will get offended by, as meaningless as a simple football number, will drive people crazy. It's unbelievable. All right, we'll talk a little bit about some of the other news in the NFL. Adomican Sue, Gerald McCoy, the list goes on next here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, coming up, we'll take a look at some of these MLB matchups here tonight, talk a little bit about the run line strategy as we continue to get big-time mismatches in Major League Baseball. The Yankees are going to have to keep playing the Orioles, guys. It's going to happen there, and you're probably not going to want to lay 350 every time they do it. So there are some alternatives. We'll talk about those coming up. But some other NFL news, of course, defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. And the Tampa Bay Bucks doing their best to finalize a one-year deal. He will replace Gerald McCoy, who we found out was released by the Bucks earlier this week. And it's interesting. Didn't realize, but he's got a fondness and an interest for playing for Todd Bowles, the former New York Jets head coach, who is now Bruce Arians' defensive coordinator again. And I thought it was funny with Arians. They asked him about it yesterday, and Arians is like, can't talk about it. He's not on my team. And then they were like, yeah, but coach, he's a free agent, so you can talk about him. He's like, oh, hell of a player. Definitely hell of a player then. So typical Arians, you got to love him. But he is 32, Ndamukong Suh. So I think he's got a little left in the tank, but I find it interesting all this time he wanted to play for Bowles. Where the hell were you in New York when we needed you?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. You know, I mean, I guess technically Bowles wasn't the defensive coordinator in New York. But here's what I find interesting about this one. You mentioned it, Joe. Suh is effectively replacing Gerald McCoy, right? And this is why, the business of sports is so crazy. McCoy had like 3 years left on his deal, guaranteed money, a bigger price tag. And they're like, no, let's cut bait with him and sign Suh, who's a similar age and a similar kind of player. Let's sign him for 1 year on a little bit of a cheaper to give us more flexibility. And on its face, that would be fine. But then when I look at the character of these two guys, Joe, I see a big time difference. You know, Gerald McCoy was a team leader for this team for the better part of the last decade, okay? I'm reminded of that year when they had Hard Knocks with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was Gerald McCoy that was doing a lot of leadership there that the team looked to, that was doing things to, you know, kind of orient the rookies and that sort of thing. And you have that kind of character leader, and you trade him out for Ndamukong Suh? And I don't know that keeps that locker room in the same place. It just goes to show that these NFL teams are not loyal to their people, okay? Gerald McCoy had been a stalwart for that organization for, you know, years. All pro, like a 5-time pro bowler. And, you know, you just get a cheaper, more flexible option. Team character being team chemistry be damned. I think that was pretty interesting. And now McCoy is out there, and we've heard that, you know, there's buzz about everything from the Cleveland Browns to the Jacksonville Jaguars and other teams, but it is out there. And I do think that they, you know, kind of went that route to replace him. Speaks to that they're doing like flexibility and money over, you know, the chemistry and the team and the locker room.
Yeah, the business of the NFL, and the 49ers almost had a heart attack yesterday. Nick Bosa, their number two pick. Yeah, Nick Bosa was clutching his hamstring following a pass rush drill in the OTAs yesterday, and normally this wouldn't be a big deal except for the fact that Bosa missed much of last season at Ohio State because he had damage to a few of his core muscles there in his stomach, and before that, in high school, he also tore his ACL. So he has a history of these kinds of issues and injuries. And, of course, we don't know yet what the extent of it is. But what we do know is the 49ers are holding their collective breath, not only in the short term, but long term, as they just invested an awful lot of money in this kid at number two. and it doesn't do them or anybody else any good if he can't stay on the field. And we mentioned earlier to you, the NFL is meeting, the competition committee is meeting here in Miami in Key Biscayne, like they do in all the time. And apparently, some of the topics of conversation here, Dane, are considering tweaking to the pass interference review rule. So they are hard at work. And I told you, this is one of the things that I've always loved about the NFL is like how they are willing to go, all right, well, that didn't work. So let's go ahead, you know, the next year at this time of year go, all right, that sucked, guys. I mean, we tried it, but let's go ahead and do something different. They're never afraid to go, yeah, this is not working, or we need to make it better, unlike, you know, baseball that takes an act of God in order to be able to get anything changed there. But it was, we had it now. They are considering allowing the change to the new rule, allowing for replay reviews of pass interference. They said they were moving forward with that. They voted on it, but now they're thinking that, all right, maybe we need to tweak this a little bit here. Coaches would throw a challenge flag outside of the final 2 minutes of each half. Reviews would be initiated from the booth at the end of halves. You know, they're trying to figure out right now exactly how they're going to implement it. And I don't know, more. You want more review, less review, Dane? At this particular point, are we just about getting the call right? What do you want to do with this?
I was saying this when they brought it up in the first place. I thought this was a case of the tail wagging the dog, okay? I thought, listen, there was a mistake made. We don't have to be reactionary to it because of these reasons. You know, I was worried about reviewing instant pass interference because I said it's a subjective thing. It's like holding in the NFL. You could call it on almost every play, you know, and to try to rein it in, I think it's a very slippery slope. And then it comes down to how coaches would treat it and the strategy involved with when do you challenge it? What does it mean? And I didn't like it in the first place. I think they got it wrong in the NFC Championship game, but I was always against making this instant replay rule. Like I said, I think it's the tail wagging the dog. Like there's going to be mistakes, but I don't think we make the rule for that 1% of time when it happens. I think it's a very slippery slope that they were going down, and I was against it when it came out a few months ago.
Yeah, by the way, the rule was adopted in March because of that strong push from the coaches, from the owners, and it allows for reviews of fouls that were not only called, but also the ones that were missed during the play. This is what was passed here back in March. Now, keep in mind, this rule has never been implemented yet because we haven't played a damn game, but it also calls for the reviews to be handled the same way as others. So, again, coaches could throw a challenge flag as long as it wasn't within the 2 minutes. They would have a certain amount in the first half like they did the other half. So what they're doing right now is they've passed this rule. They want it to be just like every other challenge situation. But now they're looking at it and going, well, maybe that's not such a great idea as well because, you know, what are we going to do? With Hail Marys, what do we get? So now they're realizing what they've done after the fact going, yeah, there's a lot more unanswered questions than there are answers. So at least it's kind of late. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, but at least they're looking at it and going, yeah, we got to hammer this out here, guys, before we start, breaking up here in August and heading to camps.
And the key with me is that regardless if you allow the ability to replay it or not, it is still a subjective rule, Joe, and that is the problem, okay? Right now, to be quite honest, right now in the NFL, you could actually challenge a pass interference rule. You want to know how? You could challenge to see if a ball was actually tipped, okay? Because in that case, there's no such thing as pass interference. You can review that now to see if it is tipped, okay? But the other elements of pass interference are subjective. So even if I see a replay, who's to say whether it's that quote-unquote incidental contact? Right? Like if the legs just got tied up, if it's within 5 yards or not, that sort of stuff. I think it's a slippery slope when you talk about replaying anything that is, you know, at its core, a subjective rule open to interpretation by the referee. On black and white things, like did the guy line up offsides, like we saw in the AFC Championship game, by the way, or like if the in the NHL, like if the guy was offsides on that Sharks goal. That's one thing, but to replay something that is ultimately still subjective, I think is a bad idea.
Let's pivot over here to the a couple of stories that came out of the NBA as well yesterday, including Damian Lillard expected to get that supermax deal of $191 million over 4 years, which I think is priceless. As we are talking about, close to $50 million a year there for four years, which again, listen, he's always been a Portland guy. It's great. Congratulations. Love the fact, you know, he's been a hometown kid, and the whole point of having these supermax deals is the idea that, yes, you know, that's the whole point, is that you want to keep this them the right in town invested. Right. And I get that. But also, in another 12 or 24 months, when we're talking about, wow, I wish Damian Lillard had more help. This is the reason why he doesn't have more help. Let's just remember that, too, as well. Everything is a trade off. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Damian Lillard now takes up that big of a piece of the pie. And so when you want the help, well, you know, you got you, McCollum and Nurkic. Where's going to be that other guy? You're going to be playing in the mid-level exception kind of pond instead of being able to get someone big because Dame Lillard eats up that much. I mean, he deserves it. And this idea of the Supermax is intended to keep guys like Damian Lillard with their franchise. And so I understand it. But it does compromise their ability, their flexibility for the rest of the roster. You got McCollum there. You got Nurkic there. How else are you going to fit more? And when you know this, Joe, with the Miami Heat, you know, didn't guys have to take a haircut? You know, Dwayne Wade had to take a haircut to fit it all. Like, you know, Dame Lillard is doing the opposite. He has that right, but he's doing the opposite. Yep. So now where's the haircut come to fit it all?
Well, that's what I mean. We have this crossroads, people. That's what happens now is you love Damian Lillard. You love what he's done. He deserves everything he has coming to him. But like the truly greats, like we have seen the Duncans of the world, the Tom Brady's of the world, sometimes the Dwayne Wade's of the world. Yeah, I know what I'm worth. I know I should be able to get this. But sometimes how bad do you want to win here, guys? I mean, it's not like he doesn't have his own shoe. It's not like he doesn't have his own endorsement deals, but when we have this conversation in 12 to 24 months going, wow, I wish Portland had this other couple of pieces, well, you can't have it because he's got $191 million.
Maybe Toronto has the right idea on how to do this, Joe. I don't know if you heard this in yesterday's game. Maybe Toronto has the right idea. I'll tell you about it after the
break. Talk about that coming up here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So guys, let DailyRoto.com guide you to a victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. We want you to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament simply by becoming part of the growing community who has already won thousands of dollars using and utilizing the DailyRoto.com optimizers. So if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you're doing it wrong. Promo code is FNTSY, DailyRoto.com. It's a 10% discount. It is the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code FNTSY. And get that 10% discount today. And welcome in here as we make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. We'll take a look at some of these matchups in Major League Baseball here today. Game 5 tomorrow. Lines are out, of course, for the Milwaukee Bucks heading home, taking on the Toronto Raptors, who did a great job of evening this series up. And it's a fairly big number there, -7, just like it was somewhere in between there. Game 1, game 2, -7, over under, 219, 218, bouncing back and forth there. And the big question here, of course, is do you think what you've seen the last couple of games from the Milwaukee Bucks, are we going to get more of that, hey, it's either one guy, it's no guys, it's a couple of guys off the bench. You know, are the Toronto Raptors putting it together at the right time? Are the Milwaukee Bucks picking the worst time to start going into maybe a little bit of a tailspin? These are all questions we have to answer before, of course, tip-off tomorrow night in Milwaukee. But we were talking about Damian Lillard and signing, in all likelihood, $191 million Supermax contract, which is great. But the point is, if we're going to have a conversation this time next year or the year after going, wow, I wish they had this guy or that guy. And then you realize, well, they actually can't afford to have those guys because you gave them $191 million. So there might be a way, like you said, in what has Toronto figured out here, my man?
All right. So I don't know if they mentioned this story on the telecast last night. And I had to look into it. The city of Toronto, Joe, is starting what they are calling the Kawine and Dine Initiative. Are you familiar with this, Joe?
Okay.
Okay.
I like the sound of it. Now, go ahead.
Okay. There are now 50 restaurants in the city of Toronto that have made a pledge, and they have a sticker in the window saying Kawhi Leonard will eat for free here for life if he resigns. Okay.
Like
so this
that.
Is the Toronto business community supporting this. Okay. And now check this out, though, Joe. It's stretched more than just restaurants in Toronto. Uber and Lyft drivers in Toronto are saying Kawhi can ride with us for free for life if he signed back in Toronto. There's an auto body shop, Joe, in Toronto that's saying Kawhi can get his car done here for free for life if he resigns with the Toronto Raptors. There is a law office, Joe, that is saying that Kawhi will get free services for them if he re-signs with the Toronto Raptors. There's a recording studio, Joe, that will say he'll get free studio time for life if he re-signs with the Raptors. So maybe that teams don't have to offer the Supermax deal to compromise their budget. Maybe the local business community is the way to make up that money, Joe. You know what I mean? If Kawhi's like, all right, I don't get the Supermax, but my life is literally never paying for another meal in this city again. That's how I make up that money. That's how I'm part of the community. Joe, in Toronto, they're calling it the Kawine and Dine initiative. You got to ask Gabe Morency how he feels about that, but it's going to be Uber and Lyft drivers, auto body shops, a recording studio, and a law office are now joining the petition along with 50 restaurants in the city of Toronto. I think that is an incredibly smart idea, and I wonder if it'll compel Kawhi to stay.
Yeah. Okay. How sweet, nice, puppy dogs and rainbows. But
it is nice.
Let's see what they say. Let's see what they do the minute he signs with the Clippers in the offseason. Let's see if they're still going to offer him lifetime Uber.
You will not
Uber
be getting
Lyft,
any free meals. No.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe at that point they're going to be sending him bills post. Yeah, post the thing. They're going to start saying, "Hey, didn't you eat here once?" Well, by the way, you didn't pay your.
No,
bill.
I don't think it starts. I think the policy only starts if and when he signs a deal of extension with Toronto.
It's like that policy could have started last year. It's nice. I mean, it's good to see the community supporting the team, a team in a big city like that that has been predominantly all about the NHL. It's nice to see them getting behind it. It's a nice gesture, but the reality is these multi-trillionaire professional basketball players, the idea of whether they can ride in an Uber or Lyft for free is not going to sway them one way or the other, but it is nice, and it shows what happens when the community can put together. I mean, when the community comes together, business, it's good for everybody involved. Unfortunately, I just don't know that is going to be enough. But I think a lot is also going to depend on what happens here over these next two games, three games for that matter, whether or not they do end up going to the finals. I do think the story is not been written here yet. I think there is still some possibilities, and I think a lot of it might ride on whether or not they do make it to the finals. What is his health going to be moving forward? So still some unanswered questions, but it begins tomorrow night, Game 5, as they are going to do everything in their power to get one on the road. Somebody better, because they ain't moving on to play Golden State if they don't. But tonight, I can tell you this, in Major League Baseball, much like last night, if you haven't seen the theme already, guys, we've got some teams that are just hot garbage. And, you know, unfortunately, you're going to have guys like Justin Verlander going on the mound, and you really want to back the Astros. But the problem is you can't back guys like Verlander at minus 300, minus 350, minus three. You can't do it. And the same thing with the Yankees, in fact, who were, Yankee backers, you guys desperately wanted to take the Yankees over the Orioles the last couple of games. But you looked at that number going minus 250, minus 300, minus 275. You're like, come on, people. So what you may want to do and what we've been telling you about is the idea of looking at that run line. And it used to be where maybe you'd get this once a week where you might want to take a look at it and consider it. But because of the mismatches that we've got going on right now, we're looking at this almost on a consistent basis here, just about every game in these series. And there are some caveats here, though, guys. It's not just as simple as, well, I don't want to lay to 300, so I'll just take the Yankees and lay the minus 125 or minus 130 or what it is. There are a few things you need to take into consideration when you're going to be laying, not getting. Because when you're getting the runs, +1.5, +2.5, that usually means you're also getting a pretty decent risk as far as a payoff, plus 185, plus 220, so on and so forth.
Right.
But you got to keep a few things in mind here, guys. As bad as the Orioles are, as bad as the Yankees are, you still have to make smart sports investing decisions. And you also have to keep in mind when you lay 1.5 runs, all right, it really only makes sense when you have the road team, when you're the road team and you're locked into 9 offensive innings that you can guarantee your team is going to be getting 9 at-bats, right? 9 innings. Because if you shortchange yourself, guys, as the home team, if you're leading by 1 going into the 9th, you ain't getting that last at-bat to try to win this. So don't screw yourself that way. Understand, works good if you are the road team laying the runs. You also have to make sure that you have an offense capable of scoring in bunches where you can look at the box scores over the last month or so or since the beginning of the season and you go, wow, they've done really good against crap pitching and they can score 3 runs. They can put up a 4 spot, a 3 spot. They've done it. Minnesota comes to mind. They have done a great job of doing that, not just one at a time, but 3 runs here, 4 runs there, 2 runs there. You need to be able to have that, and you also need to familiarize yourself with hitters' ballparks, guys.
That's also going to be huge. Good hitting conditions, hitters' ballparks, the wind blowing out, you know, whatever it is you want to give yourself. Because ultimately what you're betting on is some sort of blowout here, guys, by at least two runs, which means you don't want to be 15 miles an hour blowing in at Wrigley Field. You don't want to necessarily pick some of these ballparks that are pitchers' ballparks, like San Francisco, like Petco, those types of things there. You want to give yourself the best opportunity to cash that. And yes, it looks nicer because it's only minus 125 as opposed to minus 300. But make sure, first and foremost, you're getting that extra at bat. You're getting those nine innings at bat. Don't be laying it just because you don't want to lay the juice on the big minus 300, minus 275 number. Don't fall into those traps. Be smart about it, guys. Know the pitching, know the weather, know the ballpark, and make sure you get yourself those extra at-bats. Works really well when the better team is on the road, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you talk about, here's the situation right now tonight with the better team on the road. You have the Twins in Anaheim tonight, okay? And the Twins, because they're on the road for a lot of it, is they're only minus 110. They're on the road. They're facing Matt Harvey, who's pitching right now to an over 6 ERA. Martin Perez has been good in his last few starts. And you're talking about a team that's, 16 games over 500. It's really the fact that they're on the road. So you have some efficiencies there, maybe trying to attack Matt Harvey tonight. Another thing is, listen, we got to see the weather in Wrigley. You got Cole Irvin and Cole Hamels going tonight. A battle of Coles, by the way. And then Garrett Cole for the Astros today. We got a lot of Coles on the slab tonight. But these pitchers have both been around 3 in their ERAs. The real question for me, once again, will be what direction is the wind blowing in Wrigley?
Yep, keep an eye. And it's important, guys. Pitching matchups, wind, and ballparks here, guys. You want to make sure that your team,
Joe,
A, is capable.
It's getaway day.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. In other words, so you don't want to be taking the Detroit Tigers because they're on the road and their number is monstrous there for the run line. And yeah, we can make some money. I mean, Detroit, I don't think has scored more than 2 runs in an inning all year. They just don't hit. You know, you want to make sure that you
Jose
have the
Urena
kind of lineup.
Today.
Yeah. Well, if he even makes it to the ballpark,
it's a non-Caleb Smith Marlin start. So, you know.
It's not a guaranteed, let me just go ahead and take the run line because I don't want to lay the juice in the money line. That's not the concept here. You do have to have a couple of factors in play before even considering run lines, guys. It's not like it's a profitable strategy to blindly take a run line because, it's minus 350. What could go wrong? Well, a lot can go wrong. And Minnesota, you brought it up, Martin Perez. The dude is 6-1, guys. He's sporting a 2.8 ERA, and Matt Harvey has got a 6.35 ERA. He's only 2-3. He's also got an over 4 ERA in his last 5 starts. The Twins, guys, they're 16-8 on the road. They're 9-0 on the road as a favorite. The Angels have the 4th worst on-base percentage against lefty in the league. The Twins, third best, guys. The Twins are the play, but the Twins, forget run line, guys. They're minus 113. That's a short enough number. Don't screw with the run line. Take the damn Twins today, laying the minus 113. Take the Twins. Take Seattle on the road also. Marco Gonzalez going up against Adrian Sampson, whatever the hell that is. Give me Seattle, too, at a short favorite. Morning After coming up. Dane and I will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. as we make it rain. Good luck today, guys.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Listen, you got to pick a side, man. You got to figure out what's going on. My biggest issue with the Milwaukee Bucks was trust, experience, going, all right, you know, anyone can have one bad game, but what was going to happen if that bad game turned into, you know, another bad game? If they weren't lighting it up like they did in the first two games, how would they react? And I think we've got our answer here. I think we have. I think we now know that Toronto has another gear. Just when you thought you could stick a fork in them, apparently not. It looks like they don't need just Kawhi Leonard in order to be able to win a game. But man, oh man. Does he look hobbled, like really hobbled, or to me? Because it's not like we're ever going to get it on the, you know, we're not going to get it on the injury report. So we know this, right? That's never going to show up. But he just looks, I mean, thank goodness, Kyle Lowry and Gasol, you know, monster get. Hell, even Van Fleet figured out how to score. I think he had a kid, too, yesterday. So maybe that's the, maybe if he pops out a few kids, Serge he'll hit Ibaka. A few more shots. Serge Ibaka. So everybody else did it, but there is. I don't know, man. Do you think it was just too much? The playoffs have taken everything out of Kawhi. Did they empty the tank with him? Is it too late to turn it back, do you think?
No, I think he got injured in game three when we saw it. You know, I think driving to the hole in game three, and I think the guys that were right on it. And I think he's been in, like, I think he's hurt, you know, but of course he's going to go at it after it the same way Dame Lillard went after it with a separated rib or whatever was going on. You know, I mean, Kevin Durant had a legit injury he could not play through and it's going to take 2 weeks, you know. But no, I think Kawhi Leonard is hurt. You know, so good, you know, I'm glad that we told you about this yesterday, right? Because we were on the Kawhi Leonard under, on the Kyle Lowry over, and I think that's going to start to continue. Toronto's going to need everybody a little bit more, the Gasols, the Lowrys, the Powells even, the Ibakas, because, yeah, I think they know that their star is compromised. He's going to grit through it, but yes, he's definitely hurt.
Yeah, it really does. And the injury, and it just looks like, I mean, heck, it's, you know, he's gotten them to this point. It's about time somebody else steps up. But listen, the series is far from over. Again, road team, you got to win on the road, right? And they're going to have an opportunity to do that tomorrow night as this game. And, you know, when we started originally talking about this series, we did talk about, hey, this is going to be probably a 6 or 7 game series.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.